The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Greetings, people of the internet. My name is Big Mo, and it is my honor to welcome you to the hardest hitting, full of ranting, most entertaining show in the world. This is the Dave Van Auken Show!
What's up, guys? Dave Van Auken here. The Dave Van Auken Show presented by Fight Bananas. It is Wednesday, December 1st. We are getting closer and closer to the greatest day of the year. That's Christmas Eve and then Christmas. Christmas is the best time, guys. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, had a great Thanksgiving weekend with your family, with you and yours. We did. We had a spectacular weekend. I haven't got back on the pod. I'm getting back to you guys now. You know, there's a lot of videos out there. Go to Fight Bananas on YouTube. I got Mount Rushmore's. We got Dave's Actions. We got my Triad Combat Reaction, what Quentin Rampage Jackson said. So a lot of stuff's on there. Definitely always want to stay in tune with you. But for today's show, a couple different things. A couple little things to unpack. Like I said, at the end of the episode, if you want that three-fight parlay on the Font-Aldo fight, I got a good one. I feel good about it. I got two pretty good favorites. And then I got the underdog in the main event. I got Jose Aldo. Let's just call it out. I'm going to talk about that right away. Jose Aldo, just one of the most underrated, you know, top five, top ten type of fighters in the world. Five round fight. The experience. There's a lot of stuff I like Aldo in it. Font is a monster, though, guys. I'm not discounting Font at all. And I know he looked so good against Cody Garbrandt, but Garbrandt went back down to flyweight. Just hasn't looked the same since kind of the TJ Dillashaw little incidents back in the days 5 years ago. The chin is just not there. He just didn't have that trigger. I think Jose Aldo with experience and leg kicks and will bring the fight when he needs to. I think he will sneak out rounds. I think it's going the distance. I think we got a 25-minute fight in front of us, but I like Jose Aldo a lot. Before I get into it, so much more. We have a lot of content with our girl, Jillian the Savage Robertson. We were down there yesterday in South Florida watching her train. She's around 10 days, 9 days away from a fight. Of course, another one. You know, we just got nothing but family we're unpacking right now. Taylor, Killer B. Starling, her and myself with the Banana and B podcast. She came on and talked about the whole fight announcement. She is fighting literally December 9th. Hard Rock Casino over there in Tampa, Florida versus Hannah Guy. Hannah Guy, great 2021. Defeated Valerie Laredo here in Bellator. 4-1 MMA fighter. Great grappler. Such a sick fight. God, I love that fight. Can't wait to get down there. Myself, I will be there weigh-in day and fight day there for Bare Knuckle FC in Tampa. So much content's coming your way. Also, huge day tomorrow. Going to we have a really fun surprise for you guys. We're doing something really, really big and cool with Felicia Spencer. And also with that, just had a really important phone call. Some big news coming out of what we're going to do tomorrow with Felicia Spencer. So I'm just going to leave that as that. So let me kind of get into, you know, I like to have a opening rant. We just call it presented by a Just Blazed opening rant here at the Dave Van Auken Show. So I'm going to get into it right now. And it just, with Thanksgiving just days ago, right? Or less than a week ago. And football was a mainstay of the day. And I'm a football guy. I love watching football. We're betting on football, talking with my fight friends about how we're going to live bet football. Should we take the Raiders plus the points when they're up 14-3? Shit like that. You know, I'm in it. And, you know, also I played basketball my whole kid, teenage life, right? And basketball is a big part of my view and habits. I don't watch as much now. I kind of watch the bigger games, and I'm a Knick guy, New York Knick guy. So, you know, far and few in between. But on Christmas is NBA. Like, they take over. There's five games. It's just one of those things. It's a view and habit. It's the sport on. And I know football's trying to actually eke their way in there a little bit. But when you think of Thanksgiving and what you're going to watch, you think of football. And at least for me, and I know a lot of people out there, it's one of the biggest viewing days of the sport. You think of Christmas, you think of the NBA and basketball games. So me as a fight guy, as a UFC guy, someone that talks about fights for a living, I was like, man, we need a day. We need a holiday that over time, you got to start it. And I think you got to have, this is kind of, I'm going to throw it out there. This might be not the politically correct thing. You're going to need big balls, like, to say, hey, we're going to put football on Thanksgiving. Hey, we're going to put multiple basketball games on Christmas, the day you're supposed to spend so much with your family and your loved ones and the whole morning with the kids running around. Is that going to work? Yes, it freaking works. It's one of the biggest viewing days of the year. They put the biggest rivalries, the biggest players. You usually have LeBron James in the heart of the day. Because there's only so much of it. You're not, if you're, you've already traveled to your destination or will travel afterwards, you're not really traveling that much on Christmas. There's only so much you can eat, drink, and open up. So around 3:30 or 5 or at football game, that Buffalo Bills game, at 8 o'clock at night, I'm just watching the game. It's kind of great. There's no work. You had the day off. You're kind of just being a little bit maybe lazy around the house. You chill and you watch what's the big viewing thing. It's football on Thanksgiving and Christmas on basketball. That's what we watch. So I went to it. I thought about it. There's two runner ups, and then to me, I figured out the day. I'm gonna call Dana White, be like, hey, we should put a fight night every, you know, let's do it. Let's start the ritual. Let's start it. We'll put it on this night. And I think let's put on a big card. Let's put on a really, really big fight. Let's move forward. We'll take it from there. So my two kind of runner ups on it, first of all, I thought of Halloween. And Halloween with monsters and creatures, I thought you could tie something in for that. And I know because I like to be almost in front of it. It's like, you know, these two big days, Thanksgiving and Christmas, but Halloween's before it. Can put it on the Halloween night every single time. Same thing, because you do something with the kids, usually even a little bit later, but then it's bedtime. And then after bedtime, the holiday's kind of over. Imagine watching some fights. So I thought that was a good one, but I don't know. Is Thanksgiving to Christmas to me is way bigger than just the day of Halloween. Because sometimes if Halloween's on a Wednesday, it's a normal work day. You take the kids out. You kind of have the party, the fun stuff with, you know, loved ones and friends and families the weekend before, the weekend after. So I'm like, Halloween was close, but not it. Second place to me is my second favorite kind of day, holiday, July 4th. I love July 4th. I love the meaning of July 4th. I love, usually it's families getting together, fireworks, food, outdoor, pool, beach, river, lake. I love July 4th. Heart of the summer. We usually go to the beach almost every single, you know, our ritual. We love taking the kids to the beach. Same thing though, guys. If you think about it, usually we don't work. We have a great day, spend time with the family, pool, beach, drink a couple Budweisers. You know what I mean? Drink a Corona with a little lime there, with a little lime. Eat food, hot dogs, burgers, the whole thing. But then at nighttime, you kind of, there's not, you know, you put the kids to bed and you chill. Usually you're pretty, you know, pooped out from a Sunday and all the drinks you had during the day. But I think that's a close second, and I think it's a good one. And if someone wanted to say, "Hey, Dave, that should win," I'm with it. You can make it very patriotic. You can even have a cool thing of like you can have American fighters versus Canadian fighters, American fighters versus Brazil fighters. You can even really go that route. I think it would be pretty awesome. It got second place, so I'm with it. But to me, the winner, to me, the day that UFC should just take over, the night UFC should do, and they should kind of build to this and at least have one mega epic fight every year. You don't have to have a huge card. You don't even, it's like one of those things I feel like you can even do just a five fight night. Remember when Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez fought on Fox? It was one fight. It was a 1 hour show on one fight. It was like the first time they went to Fox. It was crazy. So I think the day is, it's New Year's Eve. The UFC should take over New Year's Eve. That should be our viewing habits every single time. And then hear me out on this one, because I know everyone says you always watch the ball drop. And I'm like, okay, I get that, okay. But what happens after the ball drops? On the East Coast, there's nothing there. What happens before the ball drops? Usually it's a party, it's fun, and on the East Coast. But imagine if there was fights 9 o'clock p.m. to 11:30. And you still give your significant other and some loved ones that kind of that 20 minutes. You go, you watch Mariah Carey sing the song and the ball drops 10, 9, 8. You see the whole Macy's thing. But either way, I feel like it would work. Either way, you can have fights leading up to New Year's Eve. Or as soon as New Year's Eve hits, as soon as that ball drop hits, you kiss your significant other, you tell her you love her, and then boom, we're going to watch 5 fire fights. The main event is going to be John Jones' return to the heavyweight division versus Stipe Miocic. I'm telling you, I think we got something here, guys. New Year's Eve, and it's people be like, nah, there's traveling, there's partying, you're doing this. Guys, think about how much Thanksgiving and Christmas is not supposed to be a sport or a TV day, and we kind of make it that the continuations and the rituals and just doing it year after year. I look forward to football on the midday Thanksgiving. Maybe that first game gets kind of washed. Usually it's the Lions. They're pretty horrible. The Macy's Day Parade is getting pretty big here at the Van Auken House. So the first game, but that late game on Thanksgiving is money. I'm watching it for the next 50 years of my life. I'm in. So if we start that, if Dana White goes, no, we're doing Jones or Miocic. We're going to give you Izzy and Bobby Knuckles too. They're going to give us a big time firefight in the main event. We'll watch it. Us as fight fans will watch it. And I think we will take over New Year's Eve. And it's the cap of the year. I think there's something cool to that. I don't know why. I just love, kind of you can have rankings and fighters of the year. Like, oh, crap, we got to wait to the last show. We got to wait to the big night, the big UFC night. I would even honestly love if they almost kept the biggest fight of the year. Whatever this year of with Habib retiring and Poirier beating Conor a couple times and Oliveira becoming the new champion. Yeah, imagine Poirier-Oliveira was the main event of New Year's Eve Bash. Like, they should give it a name, and every year, kind of the weight class or kind of, how about even Francis and Gon? That could have been it. Like that, Francis Ngannou won the championship. Gon won the interim. There was a lot of heavyweight movement. John Jones could have been there sitting front row. It could be fireworks. Yes, the pun. Yes. So there you go. There's my opening rant. I think the UFC needs to take over a day. They need to take over a holiday like football does with Thanksgiving and like basketball does with Christmas. And my pick would be New Year's Eve. All right, so much more of this show. Like I said, you can go to my social media platforms at David Van Auken or Fight Bananas Official on IG. Of course, Fight Bananas on Facebook, which is just on fire. We absolutely love you guys so much. So much content is there. Like I said, guys, Mount Rushmore, low weights, go get it. I'm going to drop that on the pod right now. But if you want to see the video visual, it's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, so go get that. But I'm going to drop in right now. We're going to do the low weights, my Mount Rushmore, the 4 greatest low weight fighters in the history of the UFC. Then after that, I'm going to cap that off with Dave's action, my 3 best bets of the weekend. I kind of give you a little bonus bet, a little taste before Saturday night. We're going to add that into a 3-fight parlay, and we're going to make some money. We had a great week, guys. We spent a ton of time with Julian the Savage Robertson. That's coming out, all this content. Felicia Spencer tomorrow. We're doing a lot of lives and a lot of really, really big stuff. So we are rolling like always. Next week, we kind of get back into it. Multiple podcasts that week, multiple shows of that nature. So we're pretty pumped for next week already. Next Thursday night. Yeah, no, Friday night is Bare Knuckle FC in Tampa. Like I said, Thursday night. I'm sorry. Yeah, December 9th. I will be there live. Cannot wait to be back in the building. Bare Knuckle FC, the Taylor Starlin show, they call it. So there we go, guys. That is it for the opening rant. Let's slide right in. I'm going to do a big shout out to our guy, the fight lawyer on IG, Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez. And then we're going to go right into my Mount Rushmore of UFC low weight fighters.
Supported by Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez. I solve problems. Guys, give him a call at any time at 877-5-RIGHTS. That's 877-5-RIGHTS. Or check out the website at martinez.law. Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez, in your corner. 877-5-RIGHTS.
Guys, Dave here, Dave Van Auken with Fight Bananas. We are in the middle of the week. It is Wednesday. So much to get into with UFC Vegas this weekend. Main event, Jose Aldo versus Rob Font. But you know us, we always go to the left field. It's where the fruit is at, guys. Thinking about how right now, to me, how underrated Jose Aldo is. He is the underdog going into this fight with Rob Font. And I think it's a great fight. Really, really close, competitive fight. Might even be leaning towards Rob Font. He's just really in the prime of his career. But like I said, it's not about just his fight. We're going to think about something different. You know us, we love Mount Rushmores. I love Mount Rushmores. You put up four guys and you have debates and so much going on. Who just barely missed it? I love me some Mount Rushmore. So we're going to do it right now. Fight Bananas version of Mount Rushmore of any UFC male low weights. And when I see the low weights, I mean flyweights, feather, and bantamweights. When you get into that lightweight, and then that's a whole Mount Rushmore by itself, and then welterweights, you get into bigger weights. Flyweight, bantamweight, featherweight. So here is my UFC male Mount Rushmore. First and foremost, you've got to go. He is the definite, he should be on everyone's Mount Rushmore on this, Demetrius Johnson. Mighty Mouse had one of the greatest runs in UFC history. People were arguing about for pound, one of the greatest flyweight champion in the history of the sport. He's moved on to one, but when he was here, he was the most dominant champion for multiple years in a row. Guys, it's Mighty Mouse. He is easily on the Mount Rushmore of low weight fighters. The guy who beat him definitely gets there. He might not be a fan favorite, but what he does inside the octagon and multiple weight classes of low weights, guys, is Triple C, Henry Cejudo. Henry Cejudo is an all-timer flyweight. He moved up to bantamweight to capture that championship and then walks away. So we are so intrigued to see what he's going to do next. It looks like he will come back in 2022. Does he go back for his bantamweight title? Does he try to go up to featherweight to win three championships under the UFC? And to me, if he wins three, I think he would even catapult over Demetrius Johnson to being the number one guy on this Mount Rushmore. The third guy in this Mount Rushmore, this is where it gets interesting. There's so many. I'm going to go with a couple close options that I could say at the very end. But to me, the greatest featherweight ever. He's had two brilliant performances this calendar year. Guys, I'm talking about the one and only, the blessed Max Holloway. There's other great featherweights, and then that's where you get into a really bit of an argument. I know he lost to Volkanovski. That was twice. But to me, Max Holloway, his the legacy and the length and what he's done for 8 years underneath the banner, the big high-end fights, the big high-end wins, some of the most spectacular performances in the history of the sport. Max Holloway, to me, is the greatest featherweight ever, and to me, is on my Mount Rushmore of low weights. The fourth spot, and I think you know where I'm going with how I started this video, it's to me, it's Jose Aldo. And I know this will get the backlash. This will come with a little bit of the what they say in the streets, the trolls will come out for this one. I know there's guys like Volkanovski. How about TJ Dillashaw? There's guys like Dominic Cruz. There's legends of the sport. But Jose Aldo, same kind of thing, guys. Now it's been multiple weights, him as a bantamweight. Jose Aldo is defeated, you know, WEC days to the UFC days, how long he was the champion of the featherweight division. He was the featherweight division. He was one of the main integral parts of why the UFC welcomed featherweights underneath their banner. I know we got the bad performance, what happened against Conor McGregor. I know what Max Holloway did to him, not once but twice. But guys, he has beat almost everyone in these low weight type of fights. He's still going strong. And to me, I cannot wait to see the main event this weekend between Jose Aldo and Rob Font, because Rob Font is an up and comer, looks like going to be a challenger to the championship in his prime. Does Jose Aldo have enough? So there we go. There is my Mount Rushmore of UFC history of low-weight male fighters. Demetrius Johnson, I got myself some Max
Holloway, the blessed for sure. I got Henry Cejudo, hopefully we see back in 2022. And then the great, the ageless wonder of Jose Aldo. There is my Mount Rushmore of low weights of male.
Welcome to Dave's Action. Here's Dave's top three picks for this weekend.
Boom! What's up, guys? Dave is here. Dave's Action. Let's get into it. Let's make some money. It's the holiday season. We might need a little bit of extra cheddar. I got three USC picks for Font and Aldo coming up on Saturday. But real quick, bonus pick. We're just trying to give a little bit extra. It's what we do here at Fight Finesse. Just give a little bit more. How about Sergio Pettis, guys, as an underdog to retain his title? Bellator 272. He's at a dog right now, plus 145. I'm taking that all day long. Tough matchup, but give me some Sergio Pettis at plus 145. All right, Dave's Action. Get into it. Three fights, three fight parlay. I get it up all the way to plus 310. I like to go usually a little bit higher, but these picks I just like a lot. So let me just kind of start first. Really low on the card, but you know that's where some diamonds are at. How about Alex Morano? Give me a minus 220. He's going to start off my three fight parlay against Mickey Gall. Morano's won two in a row, three out of his last four. 31 years old, just more grit, more stuff on the tires. You know what I mean? Just more experience, has been around a little bit longer. Mickey Gall, good fighter himself and definitely can get a submission. But I like Alex to dominate standing, even dominate on the ground, just kind of mauling him and just kind of putting his will on Mickey Gall. Little note, little fun note. Mickey Gall has lost and win his last six. He's alternate losses and wins his last six fights. He won his last fight for the UFC, so let's just alternate the next one to a loss. There you go. First leg of the parlay, Alex Morano. Second, talk to him before the fight changed, and then the fight changed again. Guys, Brendan Allen Allen, you know I'm a huge fan of him and his work inside that octagon. Odds are a little bit steep. It's hard to bet on him just straight up, but that's why you love him to put in this parlay. He's at minus 340 against the action man, Christopher Curtis, who we are huge fans of him as well. But Curtis fought 3 weeks ago in his debut, Madison Square Garden, coming back quick, wanting to get that sixth fight in at the end of the year. A lot of stuff is going on. It's just, to me, a lot is going on. A lot of fighting your debut and Madison Square Garden and kind of getting more attention. Brendan Allen Allen, this is just another day at the office. I am so high on Allen Allen. I think he's at top five, top three middleweight, and he will prove that again Saturday night versus Font Aldo at the UFC Apex. All right, we said it a couple times. We're going to end the parlay on this. I got two, you know, nice favorites, a 340 in Allen and a 220 on Morano. So let's get this number up. The main event's awesome. I got to put action in this main event. Rob Font and Jose Aldo, two of the greats inside that division, a really high-end fight in the bantamweight division. Guys, I'm going with the experience. I'm going with the legend. I'm going with the icon. Give me Jose Aldo in a five-round fight. I know Font just did it. I know Font just defeated Cody Garbrandt in all five rounds. It looked tremendous. It's a close fight. Aldo's coming in at plus 120. Me getting Aldo with underdog money, count me in. I think this is a great fight. Has fight of the night written all over it. I think this fight's going to go the distance. And I think Aldo, with his experience, I think he will win the fifth round, which will be the deciding round of this fight. So give me Jose Aldo. So here's the three-fight parlay. Alex Morano, Brendan Allen Allen, and Jose Aldo. That gets us to a plus 310 dog. $10 win $31.10, $100, $310. You know, it keeps on going up and up. So there's Dave's Action here at Fight Finesse. We'll talk to you guys real soon. Let's get that money.